Why'd you step out of the way, Pally? You know, I get a lot of requests. People say, hey, when that segment comes on, I love it when you do the Dean
and Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love it.
That Pally especially, I think. That's what gets them.
Well, here's one email. Especially love the Pally thing when you do the Dean Martin. And by the way, it's a dead-on Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Wow.
So,
who sent that?
That was sent by Griffin Dickliner. Griffin Dickliner from Shoveltown, Illinois. Thank you, Griffin. You don't hear that name every day.
No, you don't.
Here's another name you don't hear every day. Colin.
Yes.
Colin, especially Colin Jeffrey. You put them together, how many can there be? One is here, and he's going to talk a little entertainment talk.
What was that guy's last name?
I'm sorry?
What was that guy's last name?
Hang on now. He's throwing the show off. Griffin Dickliner.
Oh. They're from Florissant, I believe.
Shoveltown.
They're from Shoveltown.
It's, well, he says the email. Dan might know us. We used to live in Florissant. We recently moved to Shoveltown, and we love it here. Signed, again, Griffin Dickliner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it is the same Dickliners that you know.
Okay.
Just, you know, they live in Shoveltown now.
All right.
So here's the deal. Colin Jeffries here. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America, the original $189 window. And let's see, what else do you need to know? Oh, that's about it. He's going to tell you what to watch and not to watch. And I made a note of one thing that starts tonight. We'll see if it's on his list. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I am I'm okay, but I will tell you, I've gotten a couple emails from people. I'm taking some medication, and it makes your mouth like as dry as cotton, just like sandpaper. So I drink a lot of stuff, and apparently between that condition, my tongue being like white, I'm, you know, I got a lot of that. And we cured Bill Clevelin of that, so I don't want to start that. Remember that smacking thing?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And we completely cured it. So I'm working on that. How are you?
I'm doing better than that. So I can't complain.
I'm not complaining.
Well, good.
If I die tomorrow, what a fantastic life. That's the way I look at it.
Well, then, congrats.
And I might die tomorrow, so I hate to bring the show down, but go ahead. Go right ahead.
I want to start off with this. What do you have on the list that starts tonight?
I have that tonight on CNBC, isn't that the new Brian, what's his name, news station where they
Brian Williams.
Like Siberia, it's a CNBC. I have that at 9 o'clock our time, it's the premiere of Billion Dollar Buyer. Did you have that on your list?
I did not have that.
And evidently, it's this guy who's a billionaire. But see, here's what's happening. Shark Tank. Now we got all these shows where somebody walks in, evaluates something, goes, okay, I'll save your business or I'll invest. And I think that's what this is, this billion-dollar buyer. That he's going to go in.
He's got an interesting last name, the star of the show.
What is it?
His first name is Tillman. His last name is Fertitta.
Fertitta?
Fertitta Tillman?
That sounds like a girl.
F-E-R-T-I-T-T-A.
You're a billionaire. You have any name you want. Fertitta Tillman. I don't know if it's going to be good. It could be great, but I know where we're headed. We are now headed, because of the success of Shark Tank, for a lot of these shows where somebody's going to fund somebody, they're going to invest in the business. You watch. It's coming.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if you had that on your list.
I did not have that. Yeah,
back watch it once. The good thing is, I think you can watch it the second or third time because it's probably a different business. Unless he starts by he's found, let's say, a business. Mm-hmm. He's going to save it, and every episode is the steps that it takes to pull this business through. So I don't know. I'll give it a shot.
Fair enough. And DVD's out this week. Hell or High Water is out today. This is one of my favorite movies of the year. It's worth checking out. It's got Jeff Bridges, Chris Pine, Ben Foster, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Academy Award nominations come out of this. Hell or High Water. It's a modern-day Western.
I saw it.
You didn't like it?
On a 1 to 10? 7.5? 8?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies. I really enjoyed
it. My favorite Western, I think, of recent years is Unforgiven. Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
Is that what it's called? Unforgiven?
Yeah, then No Country for Old Men just a few years ago.
Except the ending.
Oh, I love the ending.
Okay, you're right.
I love that. No, it's fine to disagree. I like disagreements about movies.
I liked, who's that ugly guy who's married to, what's
Javier
Selma?
Bardem.
And he's married to some hot Mexican in Selma Hayek. Who's he married to? Penelope Cruz. Penelope Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at the two of those, you go, you gotta be kidding me. He got her, or she got him, rather, or he got her. I loved it, and I loved what a bad guy he was. I just remembered as a movie that when it ended, you just kind of went, what?
Yeah. See, I kind of like that it just...
And Unforgiven was much...
it was a more classic Western.
Well, it was classic, but it was a lot more R-rated than I thought it would be. It's mm-hmm. pretty brutal stuff. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. Kubo and the Two Strings is out as well. That's an animated movie that, again, will likely get an Oscar nomination. And War Dogs, that was Miles Teller and Jonah Hill, about two young men who profiteer off, I think it's the Iraq War.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Based on a true story.
Yeah. Exactly. And then if you need to watch just someone punch people and shoot them, Mechanic Resurrection with Jason Statham.
So did they work for some kind of a chain of hospitals where when they were faced with the amputations, they got the arms, mm-hmm. and then they sold the arms?
Or yeah. They were arm sellers, yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Colin actually laughed. He laughed. No, he never laughs. He laughed at that. That's sicko.
Do you have the arms? Yeah, we do.
Sorry for the mix-up. A leg got in there somehow. Why is Jack Buck in
Jack
the show?
Jack Buck's there.
Wait a minute. Yeah, what the heck is that?
Jack Buck and Mike Shannon were out in Iraq.
Sorry,
we got the arms, buddy.
Jack Buck and Mike Shannon.
You had an arm, Joaquin Andujar did.
Now you got a show. That's a good show. I'd watch that.
A few shows you might want to check out this week. Two of them on Netflix. 3% is on Netflix. If you watched The Hunger Games, or you liked The Hunger Games movies or books, you might want to check out this. It's a sci-fi series from Brazil. It imagines a near future when just 3% of the population gets to live in just sort of an opulent city with everything taken care of. The rest of the world is divided up into different neighborhoods, and life is much different for them. This follows the path of some 20-year-olds who are about to take a test to determine where they will get to live. Savage Kingdom, because I am a huge fan of these nature shows on National Geographic, this Friday night. It's a conflict between lions and leopards on the savannah, fighting over what I can only imagine are zebras or some other food. I will always watch these shows.
Put them up.
Because you like to watch animals
eat
each other apart.
I can't watch that.
That's sick.
There was a video floating around the other day, and everybody thought it was real cute. It was a polar bear.
Petting the bear. Petting the dog.
Look at that, man.
A polar bear, like, petting a husky, like an Alaskan husky. And everybody's like, oh, look at this. This is so cute. And then you find out the true story that you were...
Not that same dog. Another polar bear ate a dog.
Well, the dog owner chained the dog there to essentially bait for a polar bear, I guess, to get this footage of a polar bear eating a dog.
It's like, people come and put their dogs there. It's almost like a dog park, but this guy chained his dog. And just a couple days before this, I guess a polar bear actually ate a dog there. It's a horrible story.
On the video you saw, he didn't eat the dog.
No, it was just a clip. You just see like the polar bear with its big paw going over the dog.
Yes. Later, this is the same dog that he ate?
I think so, right?
This was not the same dog he ate. It was a different dog from the same owner.
Wow, now you sound like an idiot, Pierre.
Well, yeah.
No, it's fine. You didn't even have the right video.
It's the same video. We're talking about the same thing. It's just, this guy's not a good person. He... Bates polar bears with his dogs.
With his own, sled it's horrible. Dogs, whatever.
Gilmore Girls is back, A Year in the Life. It's back after, I guess, 7 seasons that it was way back when. They're bringing
them
all
back. I've never watched it, but that Lauren somebody, she was in Parenthood.
Yes, she was.
I like her. There's something about her. She's just like a plain sort of...
Lauren Graham?
Yeah, like a simple prettiness without a lot of makeup.
Natural.
She's
naturally beautiful.
I like her.
Fair enough. And did you ever watch Top Gear?
Never heard of it.
Oh, you would have loved this show. It was just a bunch of British guys talking about cars. They'd go out and drive them,
Top Gear. I've seen it once or twice. Yeah.
Well, the original guys, Jeremy Clarkson and the rest of the crew, are back, and they have an Amazon series out. You can stream that right now.
This is going to sound weird. I had a tough time watching it because of their accents, their British accents. I don't know that. no offense, British people, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Speak English,
like,
darn it!
It's like
wait a minute.
It's like French. When French women speak, oh my goodness, it's really sexy. When British women speak, you know, those back in the 60s, the British invasion, that's not a good example. But when they speak, it's just prettier than when British guys speak. I don't know. I can't explain that. It's different. The same, you know, dialect, same. I don't know. I just, British guys speaking, it doesn't do it for me.
Dan will appreciate this. The first the movie Goon, Dan.
Oh, you know, I just defended our news guy. What's his name?
Trevor Phillips.
I completely destroyed him.
You did.
Saying that.
Hi, I'm Trevor Phillips.
Now what do I do? It's soccer.
I don't know.
We have a news guy who's British, and I said, guys with British accents irritate me. Oh, man. How do I fix this?
Way to go.
Call our PR department. Call the KTRS PR department.
Hopefully he wasn't listening.
Well, he'll get to it. He'll get back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor, I don't even know you. I've never met you. I didn't mean it directly to you. I meant for all you Brits.
Oh, man. Wow.
Dan, did you like the movie Goon, the hockey movie?
I didn't see it.
You never saw Goon. No. I think you would like it. It's about a hockey enforcer. It's a goofy comedy. I'm not a huge fan of it, but it's maybe because I'm not a huge hockey fan. But they are making a Goon 2. The last of the enforcers.
Well, and don't let people be confused and make the mistake and go buy Coon. That is a different movie. That's the story of the raccoon.
Yeah.
And fair enough.
You don't want to get that.
No, you don't.
Sean William Scott plays the goon. Rogue One, which is the Star Wars movie that comes out this December, will be the first Star Wars movie without the opening crawl, the title crawl where they tell you what's happening.
Oh, really?
They're not going to do that. Interesting choice, I think. And then on December 4th at 9:30 in the morning on Turner Classic Movies, you will get a chance to see a Christmas special, Carol for Another Christmas. Why would you want to watch this?
Because Carol Burnett's in it.
Rod Serling is in it as well. Twilight
really?
Zone. Oh. Rod Serling did a Christmas special. So Sunday, December 4th, 9:30 in the morning on Turner Classic Movie. And then
You only had an interesting story about Rod Serling. You're too young. You're too young to know the Twilight Zone.
I watched every episode of Twilight Zone.
Okay, you're not too young. Interesting story. Back when he had a hit show, The Twilight Zone, there was not the money in television that there is now. And he was actually hurting for money to pick up a bad investment, so he got in the precious metals business. Serling Silver, have you heard of it?
Oh, my God.
That's Rod Serling. Yeah.
Oh.
That's Rod Serling Silver. Serling Silver, that's his. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. At least you get it. Thank you.
Wow.
And then one last story. I never watched this show, but it was a cultural phenomenon. Duck Dynasty has been canceled.
And can I tell you, I've never seen one episode. I know it's a family that's very rich, and they make duck calls. People like John Landoff keep them in business.
Duck Commander. Yeah, they make all sorts of stuff now. There were Duck Commander editions of cars you could buy, which I've never understood. Why would you get a Harley-Davidson Ford F-150? I don't understand what that is.
Harley. You're not a Harley guy.
No, but what could they do to the truck that would make it more like...
Nothing except put the orange and black Harley logo on it.
I guess I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either. But I'm not hardcore. I've had 16 motorcycles in my life, but I'm not that guy who wants stuff stuck on everything I have. Ooh, that's a Harley this, a Harley that. But I kind of get it.
Okay. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's
Did you ever see the Harley-Davidson coffee?
No.
Tom Charlevoix.
Oh.
He produced that coffee in a can, a beautiful Harley-Davidson can. I have an unopened can somewhere.
That's Clipper coffee now, right?
Clipper.
That's
right. Available in Dierbergs. And I hope the other chain is listening, because I'm going to regularly, frequently as I can, let people know to go to Dierbergs to get Clipper coffee, because you can't get it at the other local chain of stores.
Well, there you go. I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Yes, you are. And yes, it is. Colin is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window. And the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We got an interesting email here. Let me read this to you. It says, Frank, good afternoon. Do you know which dry cleaner dry cleans gently used and almost new stuffed animals for hospitals for Christmas. I don't know the answer to that.
What?
Apparently, there's a dry cleaner.
That it will dry clean?
It specializes and has the equipment to dry clean.
That sounds like a nice service.
What a great thought. You know, you're going to give it to a kid. You don't have to be full of who knows what.
Stuffed animals.
And it says almost,
what are you thinking,
almost,
really?
Almost new stuffed animals. So, Sally, I don't. Thanks for the email, but I don't know that. Somebody will call. I don't think we ever had a question or somebody didn't call with the answer.
No.
Somebody will know where that is and who that is. I know who Matheny Heating and Cooling is. It's a family. The Matheny family, third generation, 75 years. I should know this. It's 75, I think. And as I said, now the third generation's involved. Here's the bad news. And the bad news is only for people who live outside of St. Louis County or St. Charles County. The bad news is you're outside of St. Louis or St. Charles County, and that's what they service. St. Louis County, St. Charles, all of both counties. If you live there, lucky you. You got Matheny. And I say lucky you because, look, I'm never going to be the guy, and I hear these commercials all the time, who says, you don't want to go any, there's nothing, no one can come close. I don't know that. I know there are a couple of other heating and cooling companies that are okay. We don't care about them. Here's a company you will not, no company is going to beat Matheny. I don't think, on promptness, on how courteous they are, how quickly they respond to you in emergency, how fair their pricing is, how well-educated and well-trained their technicians are. And nobody's got a better heating and cooling company than Matheny. So if you're AM and the PM, why in the world would you call them? Let's say another company was equally as good. I don't know that there is, maybe. So what? You're AM and the PM. I don't think there is, by the way. So, Matheny Heating and Cooling, it is going to get really cold. We got Mother Nature threw us like a test dose Saturday night. It's going to get worse than that. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Website's pretty easy. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me. All right. Had a couple of phone calls just a minute ago about the stuffed animals. One, a guy named Guy called in and said that he's just thrown the animals in the washer and just thrown them in the dryer light heat. And he said they've turned out fine. But Stanley...
That can't be true with all of them.
No, not all
of them.
They're
made out of.
But Stanley Steamer said that they clean the animals and dry clean the animals like that. So
did
Stanley
call
Steamer
you just now tell you that?
No. Somebody did and said that they do toy drives and everything like that, and they will clean the animals too.
Okay, so there you go, Sally. There's your answer. I'm still listening.
All right, and we're going to check traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan. Hey, boy, I tell you what, a lot of people, I think, just take an early Thanksgiving holiday and trying to get out of town because eastbound 40 downtown is jammed up almost back to Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. The Museo Veterans Bridge, that's jammed up from Highway 70 all the way over through the 64-55 split. You're heavy going over the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound Highway 270, that's jamming up now from, it looks like right at 370 through New Florissant. And southbound 270 is north of Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. You have westbound 70 running heavy also between Highway 94 and Cave Springs. And it looks like westbound 40 is jammed up from Compton out through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Shop Kohl's Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Plus, once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $15 spent. Or $50 spent, I'm sorry. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Taking the show back out on the road, we're going to be at Appliance Discounters. It's the one in Baldwin on Manchester. We'll check in with Don Lemon from CNN. Also, Thanksgiving Day etiquette, how to get along with your family. We'll help you out starting at 10.
The Martin Kilcoin Show on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
your family use a new playroom that's not the living room? Consider basement finishing and basement remodeling from Woods Basement Systems. A finished basement adds value and living space to your home. For a basement finished the right way, call Woods. This area's most respected basement waterproofing and foundation repair company, Woods Basement Systems, will finish your basement the right way. Call for your free appointment today. Call Woods toll-free at 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com. Are common problems stealing value from your home? If you have a damp basement or wet dirt crawl space, possibly radon, basement wall cracks, doors or windows that stick, or uneven concrete, these problems will get worse if you ignore them. So call this area's most respected basement waterproofing and foundation repair company, Woods Basement Systems, serving this area for 30 years. Get your free estimate today and restore your home's value.
Call 866-581-1081 or find them online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. Anything that brings family together is a good thing. Our 77 years in St. Louis makes us feel like family. Edwards Carpet wishes all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Now on to business. We've just received notices from all the flooring manufacturers, and they're all raising prices across the board 3 to 10%. So come in and beat the increases and get 12 months interest-free financing. We have more than 90 products on sale. Carpet, wood, vinyl, and tile. Buy now and install now, or wait till after the first of the year, but you'll have locked in your sale price. And for the last time this year, Edwards will cover the tax. So last chance sale prices, 12 months interest-free financing, and Edwards will discount the amount of your tax. Sorry, but previous sales are excluded. Don't miss out. Sale ends at close Sunday after Thanksgiving. Small Business Saturday is Saturday, and we urge all of you to support your local small businesses and keep your money in St. Louis.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
You may have seen all these national companies advertising reverse mortgages on television, but Vincent Mortgage is your local source. If you are 62 years or older and you have equity in your home, you very well may qualify for a reverse mortgage. Call 314-839-9999 today and let Vincent Mortgage help you enjoy a stress-free retirement. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
If you're concerned about the health of your trees, you need to talk to Davy Tree Expert Company. These people love trees. They have a passion for keeping trees healthy. They're certified arborists, provide personalized care for your trees. They're trained in the latest technologies for safe and accurate pruning and provide accurate and reliable preventative measures for diseases and invasive insects. Call Davy Tree at 844-560-TREE or davy.com/KTRS.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Is it possible the Social Security Administration is giving you bad advice and that's costing you thousands? The answer will shock you. Listen to America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
A lot of mail about MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness is in Bridgeton. I spoke to him yesterday. Lost 35 pounds. Thanksgiving's coming up. You know what's going to happen? Nothing. I'm not going to gain a pound. Because they got me going. They got me where I wanted to be. I'm not going to disappoint them. Think about how embarrassing this is. This is an advertiser. And I'm telling you how effective this is. And then I screw it up. And I gain like 30 pounds back of the 35. I'm not going to do that. And I don't want to do that. And I don't want to go back. Kind of stumbled on this by accident. And then they wanted to go on the show. And then I said, nah, I don't know. Weight loss. I went down. I met with them. And the next thing I knew, after I was introduced to Dr. Emma's HCG diet, and I asked a couple of people, a couple of medical people I know, and they go, oh my goodness, yeah. It's, and they had no problem with it. So I said, all right, let's go. I don't want to sell it unless I can do it. And I did it. And I'm a tough case. Now, here's something coming up that's even tougher than it would be normally, the holidays. Their business is down. Here's what happened. They were on 1 month on this show. They quadrupled the number of weight loss patients they had. Quadrupled the number. So you quadruple your numbers, and then now it started a little bit to trail off. And you know why? I know why, and they know why. Holiday season. For some reason, your health and your appearance is not quite as important through the holidays. Your house is, ooh, let's get the decorations out. And having enough food out and the, you know, pumpkin pie to beat all pumpkin pies, that's the stuff that's important. When, in fact, if you are overweight, and I mean like 25, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight or more, the most important thing should be that you're not that big anymore. And this business about, well, let's wait till the holidays are over. Really? It's actually going to be even harder. They go, well, no, it's the hardest for the holiday. No, it's not. It's going to be harder after you've packed on another 5 pounds. They just have a bigger challenge ahead of you. They can attack it. But why make it worse? Just because it's the holidays. You have a lot more to celebrate. If you were to start now, by Christmas, you'll be down at least 20 pounds. The average is 23. That's 4 weeks. My 4 weeks took 25 pounds off me. And then over the next couple of weeks, I did 10. It slows down a little bit. I'm telling you, this is actually maybe the best time to contact the folks at MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness. You can find their site at a link under sponsors at frankopinion.com. Or just remember this, mdhealthwellness.com. We didn't finish the Burke segment.
We did not.
Let's do that. Where were we?
I had one more thing.
All right. And now with part two, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Over the weekend and today, we went to the History Museum twice in the last couple days.
You know what you just did?
I know.
We went to, and then you said you went twice. That was clever. No. That was actually clever.
I was lost in my own words there.
We went to. But then you said we went twice. It made sense.
Right. So they have a new exhibit, and Dan, you especially need to go to this because you will love it. They have a toy exhibit, and it's 50s and 60s and 70s toys. It's all, and what they have set up is three different living rooms from those eras, and just the living rooms alone, not even the, and then they have, you know, display cases with all toys that you can't touch. Some they let you play with, like there are a couple Mr. Potato Heads you can play with. There's multiple living rooms, and they're all, they have that era couch, like a 50s couch, a 60s couch.
You know, the last time I saw that play across the hall, always Patsy Cline?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that one. Dan did.
Dan,
yeah.
They had a kitchen from the, what, 50s?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they did.
I'm not kidding. Somebody did their homework. Everything, every little detail. Salt shakers, pepper shakers, the table.
Yeah, it was
cool. Didn't everybody have that diner-type table with, like, a linoleum top and silver? Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. Everybody had that kitchen table. And it had a yellow top, but the legs were chrome. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pia.
Yeah, so, it's neat. And they have a couple of areas where you can let little kids play. They have, like, the old Hot Wheels tracks. You know, those plastic tracks you would hook together to create like a long, a loop and everything. So there are things that little kids can play with. But most of it is just nostalgia for older people. And we went over the weekend because they had the Lionel Railroad Club set up a table
Ooh.
There. Archie is absolutely fascinated with trains right now. He's, I think pretty much every kid is. I don't know about girls necessarily. Probably.
I don't remember my sons ever doing that, the train. And I never did it, the train thing. I just didn't do it for me.
Really? Oh, yeah. No, he's loved trains for a while now. He's just, so we went and watched, and it was funny because, you know, most of the model train people are older, I would say probably 50s,
mm-hmm.
maybe
yeah, 50s and 60s.
I agree.
So one guy, it looked like three or four guys brought their sets, but one guy was somehow anointed the conductor, and he had like a conductor outfit on, and a conductor hat.
I've seen that.
And he was in charge of the, you know, that accelerator, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Archie could stand, you know, we stood just for 10, 15 minutes just watching the trains go around the track. And then they have the couple of them that they pour that liquid smoke in.
Right. Oh, I had one of those.
They puff out, and that smell, whatever that, I don't know what that is that they use to put in there, but it has that distinct smell. So, Dan, definitely, you should check out the...
Is this a
toy exhibit at the History Museum?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of
fun. My problem with the trains was the same problem it still is now. I don't offend any train people. I think it's great. I wish I were into something like that. But I've stood at the most elaborate little shrubs and people and guys working in the mine.
Oh,
mechanical arms. And after it goes around about twice, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just going to see the same of the bigger again. Displays too, because we went to the Transportation Museum the other day, and they were setting up one. I think it's going to be opening up after Thanksgiving. It's a huge Christmas train display. So this thing has multiple levels and an entire city. And I love all that stuff too. That has, you know, all the buildings that have people moving in and out of. You know, have you ever seen that? Where the city has all that moving parts.
Who are the geniuses who put that
come up with that stuff? Yeah. No, I don't know. But
and they got lots of money in it. These people that have a basement and half the basement is an elaborate. I'm gonna tell you something. Tens of thousands of dollars. They got a lot of money.
Oh, sure. I've been absolutely. In someone's basement like that where you have to duck down. And you crawl through, and then you come out in different areas of the basement, and, and you can do stuff with the train. It's incredible. I'm sick about the train that I had when I was a kid. It was a Lionel with the drops. You could drop it in. But, oh, man, this train was so cool, and we just destroyed it. We kept it out and played our Army guys with it because they had those box cars that slid open. You could put them in there, and it was so cool.
Yeah.
My neighbor kid had a train, and you drop pellets in the smokestack. Some kind of pellets. I guess
now it's a liquid, yeah,
okay.
Apparently.
Well, maybe you put water in and drop the pellets in, it makes smoke.
Yeah.
But so that was it, yeah. That's all I had.
That's it. Let's close it.
Oh, wait, we didn't see if...
No, I will... I don't have someone... Anything? No, I don't have anything, but someone's on the phone. I will turn... I will relinquish my Burke segment... To the person that's on the phone.
I guess it's safe to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Norman Show.
Hold on a second. We'll have to edit it.
Stop it. Stop. I'm not going to let that go out. We're never going to get hired by like a big time city market if we do this. Just edit that out. And, 3, 2, 1. Well, look at this. It's time once again for the Norman Show.
Norman. Ooh.
Right before Thanksgiving, too.
Live from Sullivan, Missouri, entertainment capital of the world. It's Norman from Sullivan. Norman, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good here.
Yeah.
That's good. Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Norman.
Can sound like a turkey.
Hold on, Norman. Do you have a turkey in the room with you, or was that you?
That's me.
Wow.
I thought there was a turkey. Can we hear it again? That also sounds like a two-stroke Bridgestone motorcycle trying to start from the 1960s. It's the same sound. And look at John Londo spending money on those duck calls. If he could learn to do that, he wouldn't even need that stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever been turkey hunting?
Not so far.
He's got duck calls, turkey calls. Now, he uses a turkey call because he can't make that sound. Do you do a duck sound as well as a turkey?
Not so far.
Mm-hmm. Not so far.
Maybe.
I got to do October 22nd. Some friends seen I got there. The Catholic Charismatic Renew at St. Elizabeth Hungary Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
It was really neat.
So you went to Catholic Charismatic Renewal. What does that mean, Charismatic Renewal?
I seen my friend, Miss Rosemary Butler, there.
Oh, you saw Rosemary.
The one that made up name tags put Rosemary Cohn on hers. That made her feel pretty good. This was October 22nd.
Oh,
fairly recent.
It made her feel good and made me feel good.
I bet it did. You're feeling good now talking about it.
I've been playing this ever since.
Well, what is a Catholic? Oh, shoot. Okay. Sorry. Interrupt. My goodness, he saw her and now he's thinking of a wedding.
And now the happy birthday.
Oh.
We'll call.
Right into it.
My brother-in-law, Fred, he has a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, Fred has a birthday tomorrow?
Happy birthday, Fred.
Fred Nixon, Sr.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Don't ruin it.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Finishing touch, it does it. Norman, so your name is Norman Nixon, is that right?
No, Norman Cohn.
Cohn.
Well, I thought you said your brother's name is Fred Nixon Sr.
His brother-in-law.
Oh, okay, I misheard. Brother-in-law.
Yeah.
It's Fred Nixon.
Yeah, right.
You sound like you're in a good mood today. What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to have a turkey.
Well, oh!
Now, that's different.
When did you come up with that idea?
Something different. Who will cook the turkey? Your sister?
My brother-in-law. He'll help.
Would you be able to have Miss Rosemary, what's her name?
Butler?
Rosemary Butler. Well, can she come over?
Not so far.
Not so far.
Well, see, I like that attitude. Not so far. He's not giving up.
He's in Del Mar Gardens on the green.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, what, the putting green? Or?
No, that's the name of the...
Oh,
well, she'll have turkey there, right?
I hear John Carney advertises Del Mar Gardens on the green, too.
Uh-huh.
He does.
Yeah, he
on
does.
Show, yeah.
But he like does that. That's called trade. He lives there. That's called trade. He might be
Rosemary's neighbor.
He's a lot older than people think. So he lives there, and for speaking, he gets to stay there, you know, free.
I've always enjoyed his show. I really enjoyed
whose show? You enjoyed whose show, John Carney?
I really enjoyed his show. His dad's show.
You enjoyed his dad's show.
Yeah,
okay, well, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you've heard John. Do you think John is as good as his dad?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Really?
Maybe you didn't hear the question. Do you think John Carney is as good as his dad?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Norman likes John.
Well, I agree. Yeah. And I was going to say, if you said no, we're going to have a fight on your hands.
He sounds a little like his dad, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you had the perfect turkey dinner, what would be on your plate? I'll tell you what would be on my plate. Cornbread dressing.
Yeah.
Turkey, white meat turkey. Mm-hmm. I do now like the brown turkey meat. I didn't used to, but I do now.
And dark
gravy
meat.
gravy poured all over the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And cranberry sauce, the jelly in a can, not the stuff with hairs in it. The cranberry gel.
I've never had that.
I love it. I love it. And of course, throw in either a piece of pecan pie or cherry pie from the smokehouse, and now you got me. Mm-hmm. That would be. What would you have on your plate?
Pumpkin pie and whipped cream.
Oh, I like that. As a kid, I wouldn't touch pumpkin pie. It looked like sweet potatoes.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't touch it. No, I love it. And what about on the main plate? What would you have?
Green beans.
I left that up.
Green beans, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always leave out greens because I don't really, you know. If I could, I just eat a meal with no greens.
Right.
Lots of gravy.
Norman, have you ever been to Cracker Barrel? Because there's one not far from you.
Not recently.
Well, I think somebody needs to take you there.
My mom goes to that Cracker Barrel all the time, Norman.
Well, he sounds thrilled about that.
What he's thinking is a good story.
Yes, yeah, I know.
He's thinking that's what we were thinking, too, Norman.
He didn't say it, but he's thinking that is a good story. Anything else, Norman, we can help you with?
That's all.
That's all? Well, that's more than enough. Listen, you have a great Thanksgiving.
Christ, peace be with us.
Christ, peace be with us. All and everyone. You always leave us with a very positive message. And we like that. And we hope you're with us for a long, long time. And and I hope the Norman Show never gets canceled. I'm excited to think about that.
I'll tell Rosemary Butler that we said hi next time you talk to her.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay, and maybe next time she'll be Mrs. Norman Cohen. You never know.
You never do.
All right, theme music, if you would, please, Maestro Norman. Thank you, Norman, the great Norman. Missouri. He's thinking about marriage. Now we just have to get this Rosemary thinking about it. Now, you think she has any idea
how much he talks about her on the radio?
Well, that he's completely smitten with her.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, every conversation. Can you think of a conversation when her name hasn't come up?
No.
She's on his mind. We have to, maybe we have to step in and make this happen. We have to contact the folks out there where John Carney lives and go, hey, can we put these two together? Can we get Miss Butler? He calls her, I think we affect Miss Rosemary Butler. He's like the Southern gentleman, Miss Rosemary Butler. That was Norman, and that was the Norman Show, in case you weren't familiar with it. I bank at First Community Credit Union. I want you to know that. I do all my banking there. I do most of my popcorn buying there. I don't buy it. They give it to you. Free popcorn at every branch. Not a huge deal, but kind of a nice way of showing you the way they do business, not like everybody else. They're not too big to do that simple 1950s, 60s stuff like, here, have a bag of popcorn. But what makes people leave where they're banking now and go to First Community Credit Union is the stability, the security, and the competitive rates. The offer's still on the table because they haven't told me to take it off, and here it is. Move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. They will give you $100. They will put $100 in your account. That's it. And most of the people who do that then find out, whoa, the car payment's lower because the rate's better. So you win twice. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations, making it the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we had an accident or an incident for a short time on eastbound Highway 270 east of McDonald, but that's been cleared. But things are jammed up now between the Rock Road and 370, and that goes all the way around through Washington Elizabeth. Westbound 70 is finding some slowdowns now. There's an accident that was blocking the right lane on westbound 70 just after Grand. You're backed up to about the Museo Veterans Bridge. Then you're running slow again past the airport, and you'll be stop and go from Zumbel out past Cave Springs, where they had an earlier accident, on the right shoulder now. Looks like southbound 170 is stop and go from Page down through Highway 40, eastbound 40, Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge, and an accident on southbound 55 south of 141 that is blocking the right lane. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. On Black Friday, come into Firestone Complete Auto Care for their early bird special. Get free tire installation until 10 a.m. with four tire purchase. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95.
There's a difference between doing a job and doing it right. As a contractor, using union carpenters means I get my projects done quicker, more reliably, and with less headache than a lot of my competitors. The Carpenters Union is all about partnerships. They deliver skilled professional craftsmen, and I deliver the kind of quality work that keeps our local economy humming. It's just good business. My name is Tim Weiss, owner of TJ Weiss Contracting. Find out more about the Carpenters District Council at carpdc.org. The Carpenters are helping build my business and our community.
Big Bend Auto Center, your full-service auto repair center, has been serving the community for over 50 years. Check engine light on? Contact Big Bend Auto Center for free code retrieval. BigBendAutoCenter.com.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleed Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, STL Taxi, that's the app. It's free. Download it. It works. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good afternoon, Bill. It's going great.
Good deal. Well, AAA estimates that 48.7 million Americans will be traveling on Thanksgiving. The other 270 million of Americans will be Instagramming a photo of a turkey of their loved one. So that's how everybody else is spending Thanksgiving holiday. A New Hampshire lawmaker was elected to office and arrested on the very same day. Pretty wild. Ooh, yeah. To which Hillary Clinton said, hey, the sky is the limit for this guy. And finally.
Oh. I almost feel like he's giving up.
Donald Trump said today he will not be pursuing locking up Hillary Clinton after all. He's not going to do that. That's what he said today. When he heard the news, Bill Clinton said, are you sure you don't want to think about that just a little longer? Maybe a little longer.
Get her out of my life.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you, bye.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. Do you think they'll divorce now that it's kind of over? There's nothing more to grab the brass rings. They've got them all.
I don't know because they've got that foundation.
They got a business. Their marriage is a business.
Yeah.
They're not going to dissolve it. They went their separate ways a long time ago, I think. So I think, I think it sticks, stays where it is. On the way, the Playhouse, if you've never heard it, take my word for it, it's hysterical.
It is.
We can't wait for you to hear it.